Kansas City's loving to spit, even though the scene's flooded with shit and skills weak, abilities like these should be locked down in a black op facility. My team, the dream ticket like Barack and Hillary. They're still not feeling me, ain't trying to hear the pioneer pundit pushing his rhyme in the ear like I'm kicking new flavor. The blue stater's a true player that can see like a soothsayer, and we out for the delicates. You fellas are delicate and telling is not selling. Sets lyrically celibate. They not fucking around. We speak it intelligent. They speaking and spelling it. Keep it brief like a pelican. They think it's all sweet, tell us. Truth be told, negativity propels us. They jealous as hell, it's the mark of a pro. Throw a V for Vendetta after Parliament blows. You be, pardon my flow. So that's like one of my verses off there or whatever. I wasn't saying like nothing really or whatever, but
hello? Sounds Crew, based in Kansas City, but connected worldwide. Sit back and enjoy what we do for you, for you, for you. A Nate Sounds Crew. Here we go.
The verse bank in my head is retarded. I mean, beyond like all like, I probably know like 100 of my own verses. Then I know like everybody's in this room's verse or somewhere, you know, like something. I know something of everybody in this room, not to mention like all your commercial rappers and all your favorite rappers and all your classic rappers. And like, I don't know. I could spit you like Fat Lip right now or Jay-Z if you wanted to hear that. Or like, but I don't know. I guess it's just what rappers do. They just, that's what makes me special. I can memorize lots of words. Party people, party people.
Nothing but trouble when they let me in the place. Turn it up a little bit and change the level of the bass. Take it all in, I like to revel in the hate, baby. Boys ain't real, they need your pedal anyway. And I ain't come to play with the kids during recess. Work the technique, but believe you never see sweat. Names rhymes better than you. Oh, have we met? No sell by date on my flow. I always be fresh, learn to live with regrets and reasonable doubt. I done been sick of tiger to just being what I. Now I grind a lot harder when I'm speaking about. You can't put them words back when they leave in your mouth. And with an even amount of the substance and swag, I just now realize it ain't enough just to brag. From the grass full of snakes that done snuck in the grass, I'm at the bottom of this bucket of crabs. I'm like, one, two, three, four. Everybody put them hands up for the show. Like, uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Everybody out there on the block like, oh.
We're about to meet some people from the Innate Sounds crew, and it looks like we have a good half dozen assembled here today, maybe eight people here, and I'll let the fellas do the intro.
It's Stick Figure, man.
Nah, it's Stick Figure, man. Innate Sounds crew, Topeka, Kansas. I came to it because I like to rap, and everyone who has beats here has really good beats, and I figure that's the best way to get good beats is to affiliate yourself with people who got them. So yeah, it was really like a part of my master plan to just, I was like, who makes all the good beats and where are they at? And then Innate Sounds came about, and here I am to mooch off of the hot beats and dope guest appearances and verses. So there you have it.
I'm Ubiquitous from Seth's crew, Kansas City, Missouri side, Innate Sounds. Came into the group just being a long-standing member in the local scene and having seen all the other people that are actually in the group, sort of formed up separately and carved their own niches out, and then we all sort of came together after a long time. So it's kind of been a long time coming, and I rap in the group. That's my job, I guess.
I'm Godamus Ish, Jason Dean, Jason Hasselhoff, if you nasty, representing Seth's crew. Kansas City side, Innate Sounds, 816. I'm MC, and I just like eating MCs and writing verses. And I feel like I'm working with the most talented individuals. Feel like I'm in the best place I could be, so I'm sure everybody else feels the same way. Yeah, so we just decided why not just smash it all together and stir it up, see what we come up with. So that's why I'm here.
What's up? Learn Destroy, Nate Sounds Crew, make beats, do all types of stuff, scratch, record pools. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Here to make some dope shit with these fellas.
Smooth Confusion, Kansas City Mo, Soul Service and Crew. I rap, sing, do whatever's needed. Six Man, let's go.
Yo, what up? It's A-Ron, the brother of Moses, Deep Thinkers, and 8 Sounds, Kansas City, Missouri. I'm down with the collective because we got a tight group of talented fellas, you know. Definitely got something to give the nation, the world, and the universe.
Howdy, this is Miles. I think I'm part of the crew. The crew became a crew because Joe Good stopped rapping. And it was just me. And Gunjack was hard to find. So I decided, there's lots of people that are amazing, talented individuals around me that I worked with and I thought would benefit from each other. And luckily, most of them, pretty much all of them, or definitely all of them, were down, and we continue to grow and reshape what we're aiming to do. But as of right now, it's just try and make some really, really good music and set some new precedents and levels of excellence for others to aspire to, and while also creating new goals for ourselves in terms of getting better at what we do and spreading music as far as we can in an honest and reliable way. So don't dream too long because you lose touch with reality. Pop the blue pill and then you're right back in the fallacy. No malady, I just do what you told. Hearing what they say, you never listen to your soul. The game you sold, but so do the players. I left the sheriff breathing and I chose to shoot the mayor. Thinning your blood like a whole bottle of Bayer. Threw down the pen and pad, I ain't no dope rhyme sayer. Said thinning your blood like a whole bottle of Bayer. Threw down the pen and pad, I ain't no dope rhyme sayer. Let's bring it back and state the facts. Know what I do about you in my life to make it right. What would I do about you? Let's bring it right and state the facts. Say, what would I do about you in my life to make it right? Say, what would I do about you?
So I guess first thing I want to address is, and I'm sure this is still a concept that's in flux for you guys, but what does a crew do that a rap group, you know, or two collaborators like Sounds Good or like Deep Thinkers or, you know, Cess Crew, what's the difference? What does this bring to the table as far as like a new experience?
I think one of the things that'll definitely be able to be heard on the album is that all of us pretty much have, a different sound. So, the album's really sort of all over the place. It flows at the same time, sort of all over the place, but I think that's what we bring to the table. Everybody has a different sound and a little something for whatever sort of hip-hop you like. Some people like it softer, some people like something more soulful, and then you got a more rah-rah sort of music, and I feel like we cover all bases, production-wise and lyric-wise. So, I think that'd be one of the main differences.
And also that everybody involved already made music. Everybody was already coming from a background and established kind of a sound. Cess Crew has what they do. Deep Thinkers has what they do. I don't know what I do, but I do it. And and what's great about it is we already know what we want to do. So it's really just the issue of having access to the types of sounds and styles that maybe you didn't have access to before with your particular style or audience that maybe you didn't have listening to you, you know. And I can, because I'm not as lyrical and fast and agile as Gotti and my man here, Ubiquitous, but I could get a record from him, you know what I'm saying? I can get that verse from him. I can't sing, but I could get Smooth and Miles or Reggie B to sing for me on a record, you know, or whatever, wherever parts a crew member may be not lacking, but just doesn't do, may not be a part of what they do. They can reach out to that person and get it from them, you know, and that just makes it all the more better, I think.
I agree 100%. I love what Gottemus said in terms of that everybody's different, has different styles. I think that just speaks to the honesty that we all take towards our approach, is that none of us are trying to copy anybody. We all have influences and we all have people we look up to and learn from and in many ways adapt, you know, because that's how
it's a culture, you know, that has a history. But aside from that, people aren't brought into this crew if you're not already clear as to how to operate as a solo individual, you know. I mean, our phones never stop ringing around here, you know. So all y'all trying to call, you know, we put y'all on hold, okay, because we got things to do. But, you know, we just got to move forward. You know, that's the other thing. We're really good at just, you know, not paying attention to distractions because we're very, very focused on the message that we're trying to get across. So I think that's important as well.
Bro, don't sleep on the click. You need to try again. Sorry, I'm as live as a get. Far as the rhyming biz, yeah, I was ready to quit. They try to silence it, but now I'm getting under their skin, just like psoriasis. I provide the hit that everyone's vibing with. Create the demand. So now we just supplying it. The idea bright, the light we be guided with. Decide to pay attention, so I hope you ain't dividing and keep riding with the best. Go ahead and slide it in the deck. Make sure to play Goliath, catch me rhyming in the flesh. Bro, I'm the flyers like a pilot in the jet. And I'm whizzing through the clouds while you trying to find your breath. I'm finding my respect cause these skills ain't an accident. Wanna know what's next for the nice guy protagonist. Just trying to progress as well as flip the manuscript. It ain't the situation but the way that you handle it.
Here's a taste of what this music used to be. No gimmicks. We came in the game profane, no image.
And you don't stop.
Here's the anthem. You know the deal. Put your hand up. Drop your hand up. Get the motherfucking fire.
It ain't no shame in our game. We do our thing.
I would say I just recently came into my own. A lot of the early stuff I did, people thought it was good, but I knew it wasn't me. Like, I really had this affinity for sounding like any rapper from New York. Because I had a complex about being from where I was from. I mean, being from Memphis and being from Topeka at the time is not, I mean, Topeka is still not no place to be running around telling, oh, I'm from Topeka. I rap about Topeka. So, you know, I'm rhyming and I'm from the brick city. And yo, son, you know what I mean? It's like, I come through. Gun dude, you know what I mean? It's like stuff that wasn't me using East Coast slang and all this stuff. And I remember telling Miles this. I had made the trip back home. I went back to Memphis to hang out with family and played them some of the music I was making. And they were just like, who is this? It's not like it was some gangster rap or nothing. I mean, I don't curse. No one dies on my records. You know, 20s don't get rolled on my records. But still, like, the whole vibe of it was just New York City, like, you know, tall buildings, concrete, and I'm for grass and front lawns and porches. You know what I mean? Like, it's a different vibe, you know, completely. And they're like, who is this? You know, I was like, well, it's me. It's like, it don't sound like you. So recently coming into my own, I've gotten to a place where I can get on these records with all these guys and still sound like me on them, you know, and it still sound the same like I do in this interview. You know what I mean? Like, it's the most comfortable I've ever been writing raps and delivering them, because it's like 100% me, and that's something that I'm really proud of, and I'm glad that I could get on these records with these guys and still feel comfortable listening to them. Like, everyone came dope, and not that I'm self-absorbed, but I can still listen to it like, yo, that's a stick figure verse. Like, it's a stick figure record, you know? It's cool.
The way Seth's crew do it, it's not always, there's not always a message, there's not always knowledge being dropped in the track. More often than not, I would say, from my angle that I write from. So, with that said, you're hearing what angle that is. So getting down with Innate Sounds is definitely like, you know, like Miles coming through real soulful, and like the things he did with Sounds Good, with Joe Good, is again, like a style of hip-hop and a sound that I really like. I just don't write that and I don't produce that, but it inspires me just the same. So coming together with these cats and Innate Sounds, I felt really comfortable in the fact that we've already been in the same scene for a long time. These cats already give us our dues and our props, and then, like, that is returned. And so, yeah, I felt real comfortable. I feel like a lot of tracks on the album, I was comfortable enough to get out of my element and write from angles kind of matching a different vibe and a different concept that I didn't necessarily give birth to. So that was a pretty cool, like, triumph as a lyricist. And, like, then there was kind of a pressure kind of like a due date on, and I usually don't write under those circumstances. So that was cool too, to be able to, like, you know, knowing it had that time crunch on it. It was cool to rise to the occasion and be able to produce and write for tracks and see the plan and see the goal through. Stay focused.
Put your hand up, get your motherfucker tired.
It ain't no shame in our game, we do our thing.
I get the boom slang pipe, a venomous rhyme right. Tut known for striking homes and rappers still rocking diapers. Somebody needs to wipe you quick, cause I smell shit when you pick the mic up. Split, you can't deal with innate energy we admit. Feel no pain when it hit. Take your brain, flip the script, reprogram idiots in our city. So when I quit, you don't know who I'm with, then you ain't in the mix. Who I miss, I be the Negro with a gun, like tongue ready to bust off. Hitting you automatic, hip-hop addict, symbol heavy squad. Demolishing you, give me God, you hear the sum of all our parts. Open mind with a beating heart, make change for those that got it hard. Wound with the illest tuned heart to capture. In a bush with a bowl of kush, waiting for action. Listen close for the war call, we follow the North Star. Traveling my boxcar with the labels payload locked on.
If you see the words "in crew," does that mean it's not gonna suck? Because I would say that's pretty, I would say, yeah, it's not gonna suck. I'm pretty sure that's what you meant. You was like, brand the quad. It won't suck. Like, we don't suck. You just heard us all here spit 16 bars in here. That's way better than anything on the radio. And probably better, no disrespect to anybody trying to come up, making, burning their little CDRs or whatever. But man, spend some more time on your craft. These are all people who have spent time on their craft and take it seriously.
Yo, I'm gonna bust this joint. Hold up. Yo, hold on. Bro Mo and Stick Figure, Midwest Avengers, terrorizing niggas like an angry clan member. From the moment that we enter to the second that we exit, got you taking notes on our quotes, we the next shit. No, it ain't the next hit, cause it's really music. All you hear is plastic, they hitting on the classics. How'd it happen? Only kids rapping. New booty thug out the Mickey Mouse Club, not a pit but a pug, and the ladies think you're so cute. Hop on the track, turn a pimp to a prostitute.
And I know we all have hard times, long days, you know what I'm saying? We're just gonna forget about that right now.
You say this your favorite song, what you've been waiting on. Just let that music play, forget about today. Say this your favorite song, what you've been waiting on. Just let that music play, forget about today.
Hey, don't it feel like a good day? Or like the Commodores, easy on a Sunday. My life like a street, only one way. So I sit back and relax and enjoy a swift feeling while the lyricist lounge. There's a storm in my brain, hear the thunder pound. Feel the rain and the change, man, you wonder how. The flow so refreshing as it thunder down. See, I'm a new man and it's a new sound. It feels so good, like a breakdown. Or the other side, when you come back, you say you got problems. Let me hold that. This your favorite song. What you've been waiting on. Just let that music play. Forget about today.
I'm real excited to see what happens on the next one, because for the fact this one came together like a month and a half. You know what I'm saying? And now that we kind of, now we're even getting used to each other. And so the next one's going to be like, yo, if you have 6 months to work on it, what can we do then, you know?
So, yeah, already, like, we have a series of instrumental releases that are already in the process. I came out with the first volume, which is just kind of, like, to get out there, get it rolling. And the next one's going to be Landing These, which will be available in March as well. And that's, you know, amazing. But it's all beats, you know. People rap to them, sing them, whatever you ever do. You know, obviously, you know, enjoy, whatever. And then I have another one coming out, which will be the third in the series. We got ones from Reggie B that's already done. B Broker told me his is almost done. So that's a whole instrumental series we have called Works. Aside from that, yeah, you're gonna have solo projects. There will be multiple Sesc releases in some sort, I think, this year. Stick Figure is always working. I mean, we're always, when this first started, people were like, yo, how can I get down with Nate Soundscrew? The first thing I tell people is, like, being down with Nate Soundscrew does not make you any more productive. Like, you always have to be working on yourself by yourself and with others in your own time, because this is just an assembly. But I forgot the question.
Just let the music play, forget about today. Say this your favorite song, what you've been waiting on. Just let the music play.